CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batzer with good news from Italy, from Milano. Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation joins me, and you will recall worries about a drought one more time in Italy and across the Mediterranean basin, a drought because of climate change. The good news, cats and dogs. Lorenzo, is it raining in Milano, and what does this mean for the Po River? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. Let's say that I am very happy that it's raining cats and dogs here in Italy, in the north of Italy, very much rain over the last 3 days, and very likely it will go and continue for the next 2 days. We will have a very wet weekend. Now, a lot of friends and people are complaining, too much rain, but they don't know what is the treasure that we are having. A lot of snow in the Alps, and this morning, very early, I was coming to Milan from Genoa on the train, so I crossed all the Pianura Padana, the flat area in the north of Italy, crossing the Po River and also the Ticino River, which is famous because Ticino gave the name of a very, very nice region of Switzerland where they speak Italian. And let me say that there were plenty of water. So when I saw the Po River, so much plenty of water, I was enthusiastic.
Yes, we don't want another drought. That was a bad summer. It threatened the crops. It certainly threatened the power for Milano. We go to a story that looks positive to me. However, there's much to say about Italy's manufacturing and engineering. The story that's positive is there are negotiations mentioned by the industry minister of Italy, Adolfo Urso. Conversation with Tesla and other car makers, Chinese car makers, but Tesla, the premier electric vehicle brand in the United States. You will all recall, Lorenzo and I reported about the happy meeting between Elon Musk, the genius of Tesla, and Giorgia Meloni, the genius prime minister of Italy, last December at an event that was presented as a Brothers of Italy party. But it was clear that Ms. Meloni and Mr. Musk got along. There was chemistry. So is there to be Tesla in Italy? Lorenzo, you make this very careful case that this is about Italian car making. Where is it? Where is the famous car making?
Well, John, I am an engineer, so I'm proud of what Italy did and the Italian did in terms of engineering. And everybody should not forget that Italy is one of the countries that gave origin to cars. If you remember, I'm sure you remember so many brands. I just remember at the very beginning, Lancia, Fiat, Ferrari, Maserati, Lamborghini, Innocenti. There were so many very, let's say, inexpensive car and very luxury car. And right now, Italy is a country that doesn't have an Italian made in Italy car industry. And so a sort of paradox. But forget for a while what was the past and look to the future. I think it's a good thing for Tesla to come to Italy and invest in Italy, because now Italy became a very important element of the value chain in the car manufacture. All the German cars like BMW and Mercedes-Benz have a lot of high value components that are a matter of innovation and creation and manufacture of certain Italian industry. But we are no longer a country of a car manufacture industry as we were in the past. So we would welcome everybody that wants to come to Italy to invest and build cars, because here there is a lot of technology, a lot of skills, a lot of professionals that can make those cars high value and very competitive.
The list of Italian car makers sounds like a Formula One race, zipping by us. So I asked the additional question, does Italy still celebrate its reputation as premier engineering country? Do they still talk about it?
Yes, I think so. Don't forget that we are a country where we still have the competence to build an aircraft. I'm talking about a military aircraft as well as a commercial aircraft. We are a country where we have shipyard that can build an aircraft carrier and also submarine. We are a country where we have the competence to build satellites. We are a country where we have competence to design and build a launcher and missile. Let's say that today the technology is a dual technology. And don't forget that we are also a country very active in electronics, because we have still the facilities in the south of Italy and the north of Italy of ST Microelectronics, so making chips. So we have a lot of technology, a lot of manufacturing competence. The reason why we are one of the top country in terms of economy is because we are still a country that transform material into value items. Otherwise, we would not be in the global market. We would not be one of the country of the G7 and G20.
To Sardinia, you've spoken well of Sardinia over the years. During the pandemic, it was the one part of Italy that had no pandemic in that particular time. It was all white, therefore free to go. They've had an election and elected Alessandra Todi of the Five Star Movement. Five Star is the left of center, isn't it, if I remember correctly?
Correct. It's a left center. Well, left right now, but they were trying not to have a label, try to avoid to be classified left or right. They were pushing for a different approach to politics, also in terms of, let's say, system to go for voting, introducing maybe the digital vote and without going to. So Five Star Movement were a party that tried to break, let's say, what was the ecosystem in the political arena of Italy. Sardinia, let me first of all say that Sardinia is a place to be. Second, the new governor is a lady. It's the first time that Sardinia have a lady as a governor. She's an engineer. She was the deputy of the infrastructure minister, if I remember well, during the government of Mario Draghi. So I think that she has a competence to rule that region. She won the election just for only 1,000 and few hundreds votes compared to the other. So just a very, very limited percentage, something like 0.3% more votes than the contender from the Brother of Italy. And we'll see what she can do for that island, which is really a place to be, a place to visit.
Yes, you've told me that Sardinia has a very developed part, but a wild part as well, countryside. And it's very popular for Italian vacationers. Does it also attract Americans and English and Germans?
Absolutely, absolutely. The north of Sardinia is famous because of the Emerald Coast, that is an invention of the Aga Khan, who developed a very luxury resort in the corner of the northeast side of Sardinia, where, believe me, the sand beaches and the islands that surrounds the coast of Sardinia, small islands, and the color that you can see there with the sea and with the color of the countryside are really something unforgettable. But don't forget that Sardinia is a place to be visited, right, even in the inland, and the south is absolutely magnificent, very wide, not so much developed as the north. So, and the food, the people, food is excellent, and people are very friendly.
Lorenzo Fiore, I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,